Chapter 10. No way. Absolutely no way. But you said you'd listen. Jane stood in the precinct with Tim, Dale and the team.
It had gone 8:30. They huddled around in a semicircle, listening to the author as though she were reading from one of her books.
Yeah, and I did. But my answer's still no way.
I think it's a good idea. Dale stroked his chin. I think it's a brilliant idea, actually. How did you come up with it?
It was a scene in my second novel, she said proudly. The heroine poses as bait, lures the bad guy, who just happened to be her ex-boyfriend, and voila, the case is solved. A lot of writers put so much of themselves into a book, their own character traits are part and parcel. I feel I've already done this. I feel okay about it.
This isn't one of your novels, Jane, Tim said. This is real people and real murders. If we put you in danger and it goes all wrong, well, had you thought of that?
It won't. I know what I'm doing, Tim.
She was running on adrenaline. She knew it was real life now, and not a novel, but her mind was still buzzing.
You don't know a thing. You're a writer, not a detective. You only know what we've told you, you know, and even that's questionable.
Detective, Redfern put in. If we have a chance at capturing this guy, and Ms. Murray can help, I think we should do it.
Do you?
Tim was beyond anger.
And if Jane gets hurt, then what?
Not only will we be no nearer catching this guy, Jane will be...
What, detective?
Nothing. He held it back. Losing control of his emotions in front of the team was not a good move. It wasn't like him at all. There was no place for a hot-headed cop on Redfern's team, but this woman had ignited strange and new feelings within him he hadn't realised existed.
It doesn't matter. Forget I said anything.
He removed himself from the semicircle and out into the corridor. Redfern followed him, away from the team.
Look, I know you two are together. If you're worried about that, I can assure you we'll be doing everything in our power to protect her.
This is a good team. You know that.
Shouldn't I be doing all this worrying? Jane asked, standing in the squad room with Dale.
They could see into the corridor, but not hear every word being uttered. It is me doing this, after all.
He's not himself.
Dale tipped his head. Not since you showed up, anyway.
It's not that big a deal, you know. All I suggested was I act as bait. I've got total confidence in you guys, she said, warily, hoping she really did.
I'm not going to end up another victim, am I?
Dale shook his head.
Back in the corridor, voice levels were increasing.
No, it isn't, because I won't let her.
I don't think she needs your permission, Detective Angel.
Redfern's voice rose more than he had intended.
She's a willing participant. The longer we stand here talking about it, the longer this guy has of getting away with more murders.
I hear you, Captain. Dale spoke up, moving into the corridor. For what it's worth, I think she's up to the challenge. If we move now, we can be in there with the evening diners and bring the whole thing down before midnight.
Tim threw him an evil glare. Didn't he have any support on this?
I can't agree to this. I just can't.
He left the corridor and marched off to the locker room, slamming the door behind him.
Talk some sense into that partner of yours, Faulkner, Redfern said, patting Dale's chest.
He's not thinking with his head this time.
I think he is, but not the right one, he winked.
Dale walked through to the locker room. Tim stood alone, leaning against his locker, head bent over between his arms.
What?
You got a minute? Dale asked.
No, go away, Dale. You won't change my mind.
I might.
Okay, listen, this is the deal. I get that you're worried, but don't you think you're taking this all a bit too far?
Tim glared.
I mean, it's not like we're asking her to do something she doesn't want to do, is it? Give it a couple of hours and this whole thing could all be over.
Tim slowly turned around.
Yeah, and in a couple of hours, Jane could be dead.
No, that won't happen. But it could be that many other women won't die because of her actions.
I get how it works, Dale. I've been doing this a long time. I just don't want her to be the one to do it.
You love her, he shrugged. I get it.
Tim glared again.
Don't say it like it means nothing.
I'm sorry.
You've never been in love, Dale. You don't know the first idea of what it's like to really love someone. You parade around with all these girls, but there's nothing in it.
You're right, Dale accepted. I've never really loved anybody, but that doesn't mean I might never.
I don't know what it's like, but I know that if I ever get a chance at it, if I treat it anything like you are, then it'll be worthwhile.
Tim didn't respond. He just swallowed, nostrils flaring, ready for attack.
Does the lady in question know how you feel?
I don't want to talk to you about this, okay? Why not me? I'm your partner. Dale, stop it. I'm not going to open up and have a guy chat with you. It's just not going to happen. Redfern, then. How about nobody? Then if you won't talk, how can we fix it? We're not going to fix it because we aren't sending her out there to do this.
I think we are.
Then you're wrong.
No, I think you're wrong.
Dale's voice rose a little. I think you're too scared to admit to me that you're in love with her. Of all people to admit that to you, you just can't do it to her or me. What makes you so special?
I don't know, he laughed, but it's true, isn't it?
Tim wiped his forehead and shook his head slowly. This isn't about you, it's about her. Not everything in this goddamn precinct is about you, Dale Faulkner. Jesus Christ.
Dale laughed. I never said it was. Where's all this come from?
You were a different guy a week ago.
She's really gotten under your skin, pal.
You'll either have to accept that she wants to do this or drop yourself from the case, but I'm guessing she'd like your support in this. Hell, we all would. We can have this all wrapped up before the night's out, Tim.
I just can't handle the thought of her being out there alone, especially with this jerk on the loose.
She won't be alone. We'll be at one end of the wire and she'll be at the other. You know how it works.
Listen, if anything, and I mean anything, goes even slightly askew, we'll be the first ones in there.
And what if we don't get there in time?
What then?
We will. She's got some sass. She's streetwise. She's a strong woman.
Give her some credit, Tim.
She's not the little girl you think she is, and even if you want her to be, we'll rescue your damsel anyway, so where's the problem? Where's your optimism gone?
She's a sitting duck, Dale. You'll suggest we put her out there to lure some crazed murderer just to make our case go away.
Actually, it was her idea, he reminded Tim.
I simply agreed with it.
She's got guts. We're protecting the citizens of Boston. All those women out there, the mums, the daughters, the aunts. She'll be stopping them getting hurt. She should be commended, not discouraged. We could use more women in the job with her guts.
Tim closed his eyes and let out a long, deep sigh.
If anything happens to her, anything at all, I swear to you I will kill you myself.
Dale sighed hard with relief.
Agreed. Hey, I'll even let you use my gun.